Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, everybody. It's another episode of the Super Fun Is It Just Me podcast, where we talk about all sorts of utter nonsense and give it the gravitas and the respect and put it on the pedestal that it deserves. Isn't that right, James Williams?
That is right, Joelle. And for a second then, I thought you'd forgotten the name of this podcast. It felt like you were really reaching for, is it just me?
I was just, you know, reaching for the right level of enthusiasm.
That's never a reach.
I got to tell you something else as well, everybody. We're at James Williams' house tonight, and it's another wine and cheese special podcast.
It really is.
Anything could happen. And we are here. We are joined. We are blessed. Hashtag blessed. And I'm not really a hashtag blessed person, but
no,
I kind of feel like, you know,
really? you bring the love.
This guy,
do I?
I've known this man for 5,022 years. And he is nothing short of divine, hilarious, witty, charming. And that's why he's the nation's favorite stylist. It's television. It's Lorraine. He's on Lorraine. He's the fashion editor on Lorraine. He's an amazing
TV
presenter.
He's owned by Lorraine, but he's here tonight.
Yeah. She let him out of the cage for one night only. It's Mark Hayes.
Yay! I thought you'd forgot my name as well. Oh, it's all right.
You know, I know your name.
She's had a few sips of wine.
And I can see the vein throbbing on the temple of the professional presenter. If you can just get it out.
Yeah, good to get there, ladies. Yeah.
It's a pleasure.
Oh, welcome to my dining room.
No, thank you. Your house is beautiful, can I just say?
Thank you.
Absolutely lovely.
We I have it at my house, and then I remembered that mine's a shitstorm and James is exquisite.
Nice. I've been to your house. Your house is lovely.
It's I'm struggling now. It's lovely. I wasn't stuck in my throat.
It's beautiful.
Bathroom builders have commandeered the dining
room.
Oh,
of course.
It's all a bit like that.
Also, yeah. I do feel like I haven't quite lived up to the cheese selection. My local Tesco extra let me down, I'm afraid.
This is a
red Leicester. But Joe had like loads of different variety of cheese.
I've already Instagrammed your rather artfully displayed wooden chopping board full of a selection of charcuterie.
Mark, I'm sure you're with me.
I'm quite mortified though that I didn't know this rule. So James went and then told me a rule that apparently you cut the cheese according to the shape of the cheese.
You leave it in the shape you started it with.
Yeah.
I mean, life is so complicated.
I'm so uncouth and crass. So if I cut the nose off,
you've been causing middle class dinner party carnage wherever you go by cutting the nose off cheeses.
Mortified.
Can I blow your British minds right now by telling you that I'd forgotten until the last time I went home for Christmas in Australia that in Australia, the cheese course is considered sort of like the aperitif, the starter course.
Oh.
So
is it squirty cheese? My
you're ruder than my husband.
You've just incurred the wrath of all of Australia Mark.
I'm so sorry, Australia. I'm only joking.
Listeners, just so you know, you are now never getting that tourist visa.
Can
to
never
Australia.
Go there.
It's so interesting because my sister sort of like did this whole sort of like crackers and brie and camembert and all this sort of thing at like 11:30 in the morning before Christmas lunch. And I was like, it's a bit early for that. She's like, no. And I'd forgotten that in Australia, that's the big old starter before you even do the thing.
I think they're onto something because it always upsets me not getting the cheese course.
Yeah, because there's no room for it.
Yeah, there's no room for it. And I love a cheese
course.
There's
always room for the cheese course.
Yeah.
I mean, would start with cheese.
I hate that feeling that I hate that choice you have to sometimes make where it's pudding or cheese. Because I feel like that's what?
No, but on Christmas Day, you have the pudding, and then an hour later, you have the cheese. Yeah,
and then you have the whole meal all over again, yeah, because somehow you're hungry.
I never did get around to that Quality Street sandwich.
Oh, you never. Yeah. Joe invented the Quality Street, toasted Quality Street sandwich.
In my head, I invented it.
Well, so like a brioche? I would imagine it to be a brioche.
That's so fancy. She was just going to put it in some Hovis. No.
I was just going to stick it in the Breville.
We do both live on the borders of Dulwich, so I think it'd have to be Sarandon.
Yes, Dulwich borders, darling. Mark Bloody Hayes, how hello. Are you?
To give you your full name. Yeah. Mark,
that is my
Bloody
official
Hayes.
Hayes. Yeah. My official name.
Still,
I'm good.
Absolutely kicking it on Lorraine every week.
Jeez, I can't believe.
So how long have you been there now?
You ready for this?
Yeah.
This is going to make all of us feel really old. 18 years.
No.
Yeah, but Mark.
Oh my 80, God.
I know.
You must have a gargoyle of a painting in the attic.
No, I swear. Yeah.
You do look the same.
Really, yeah.
I think both, I work in two of the bitchiest industries known to man, both fashion and television. Mm-hmm. There's always someone younger, prettier and thinner and cheaper waiting to jump into your shoes. So one has to look after
You've
oneself.
You've had them all killed.
Yeah. I did. So,
but that makes the achievement even better, 18 years.
I don't quite know. So I started when I was 24.
Wow.
And it was, I was extremely lucky. I was on a program called She's Got to Have It, which is years and years ago on Channel 4.
Yeah, I remember that.
Do you remember? I was like 3 stone heavier, so nobody ever remembers me on that.
No, I don't remember this. What year is that?
So I was straight out of art school. So I auditioned for, I basically started styling when I was at Glasgow School of Art. And then they were doing a pilot series. And they wanted local stylists, and there was only 3 of us in Scotland, which was handy. And
the odds were ever in your favour.
It was quite good. It was quite good. So I managed.
Was that the 3 gays in Glasgow?
No,
as well?
I was the only gay in the village. Literally, I was actually the only gay in the village. Yeah, it was. Kelly Cooper Barr and Susan Taverner. They were the other 2.
And where are they now? Not on Lorraine. 18 years later.
I'm scared of the family. Sure.
He had them killed.
He took them. Yeah. It literally was like the Hunger Games of styling in Scotland.
So anyway, I got on there and they didn't hate me, and then I got a job doing that. I was brought down, so I finished at Glasgow School of Art and was brought down there, brought down here, did 2 years of that. And then a producer was going from there to do a show on Sky One. And basically how it worked was Lorraine would finish on ITV by 9:25 in the morning, and then at 9:30 they would go live on Sky One for like an hour and a half. And I was on that show. Now, thankfully, 3 people and my mum watched it. That was it. So I got a year's practice of live television.
You cut your teeth on that.
That would have been totally like, you know, when sort of like 1 in every 500 households had a satellite.
No one had it.
Yeah. We were still dialing up then. We're dialing up the Wi-Fi.
I was shunned. I was so awful.
No, but you are, I mean, listen, you don't like compliments, I know, but you, I've seen you do so much live television, and it's such an extraordinary skill. And I've seen you string out 10 minutes in a closed Manchester shopping centre and make it interesting television. I think you're a genius.
Bless
actually.
You. Yeah. So I think it was about 2 years into it, I realised if you screw up, people like it.
Yes. It's a bit like this podcast, Mark, to be honest. Did they like
but
it?
That makes the biggest difference, because once that's in your head, you're like, fine, if I screw up, it's all right. You just say, I don't know what I was talking about. It's fine. And you get on with it. But because it's in your head, then you actually calm down a little bit. I still, to this day, I still get a bit nervous.
I always think that's a bit like public speaking. I was somewhere yesterday and I was sat next to a girl that had to make a speech, and she was so, so nervous. And I just sort of said to her, I said, look around this room and just remember, and it's hard to imagine, but remember, everyone around this table doesn't want you to fail.
No. Yeah.
Everybody's not going to laugh at you. They all want you to do well. I think this idea you have when you're about to do something like that is that everyone's waiting for you to fall flat on your face.
Yeah.
And the truth is, most people aren't assholes and they're not thinking that. They want everyone to do well, because it makes everyone far more comfortable when everyone's at ease and talks well and talks nicely, you know?
Yeah. Fake it till you make it.
Yeah, exactly.
It really
still
is.
Doing it.
It's a very useful motto.
Yeah, but I adore.
But also, is there an element as well, Mark?
Because
I think a bit, and I've had this to a degree, because obviously when I got my job working for Joe at Glamour, you know, there is an element of when you work somewhere that's so great and it's the best of what it does and it's fun.
Do you know, I don't even pay him anymore and he still says this.
Yeah. But there is that sense, because people used to say to me, yeah. Oh, you still at Glamour? And they, I was there for 15 yeah. years. And you must get this, because sometimes people almost shame you because you haven't moved on.
I used to say a lot at Glamour, I'm embarrassed that I'm not bored.
Yeah,
like that, and that's kind of how it always felt.
But yeah. I always say there's no shame. If you're happy with where you're at, there's this really weird thing whereby, especially in the modern era, you're supposed to be constantly striving for more
and
diversifying and doing different things. It's actually, there's nothing wrong with going, do you know what? I won the lottery of jobs at 24 and I'm quite happy to stay there till I die.
But you've got loads of other stuff going on.
I do. That's the thing. Is that, and I think also, what a lot of people don't realise is I actually do everything behind the scenes.
Oh, I realise. I've seen it.
So I kind of... Yeah. Research, produce, present, all that malarkey.
Don't you hate it when
we're not doing all the returns? Yeah.
I'm not doing that. I'll be honest with you. That's
I remember
a one
those
thing.
Days.
Yeah, back in the day, I used to run
into you. Oh, yeah. Hi.
Yeah, I'd be there as a bloody IKEA bag taking all my stuff back. It was ridiculous.
Sorry, am I not really?
No, I'm proud of that because I did. It's
well, no, because I was going to say without naming and shaming. Yeah, you do see some celebs that are just dragged in to some magazine shows and they're like the fashion expert. I'm going. Don't recall you ever doing any degree or any like styling internship anywhere to get these chops to now be a fashion icon.
I find it a bit weird, the thought of somebody else getting the clothes in that I'm talking about.
Yeah,
it's and I do think that resonates with the audience in the sense that I'll say, so this was in H&M yesterday. Listen, there was only a few left on the shelves, so you know you need to get in quick, kind of thing. Or now that model's size 14, I ended up getting in a 10 because do you know what I mean? Yeah. You could
That's
say you can go down
man.
Two sizes or whatever. And they love all that. But it's bizarrely that it's so high rated.
But
yeah.
That's
terrifying.
Why we were saying before we started recording that, you know, I had a very pleasurable day walking around the Birmingham NEC with Mark
funny.
Hayes. And it was like...
Hello, Birmingham.
But it was like I was walking around with Beyonce.
You're the Beyonce of Birmingham.
Beyonce of Birmingham. Everybody was
yes, bitch, yes.
Get
I'm
that on your
that.
Twitter
that
account.
That is my new hashtag.
Everybody's eyes were ablaze with star-struck-ism or whatever it's called. And it's still one of my daughter's favourite anecdotes about the woman who accosted us because you, Mark Hayes, had recommended a Primark something or other that had sold out.
This is true.
And it's like, it's my favorite quote. It's her friend going, well, what do you want him to do about it, Margaret? and that's one of my daughter's favorite stories.
It's honestly on a daily basis. Yeah. This is a daily basis. Because I was listening to Lorraine on the podcast as well, and she was saying it's a very odd fame, and obviously I'm nothing compared to Lorraine Kelly, but people know you are their mate.
Yeah. You're in their lounge every day.
You've got, when they're getting ready, they're in the most, you know, the most personal positions and, you know, having breakfast in their underwear. They're watching you.
Yeah, true.
So you are their mate and they do come up. They love to tell you about, they ask many, obviously, fashion questions, angry if they can't get hold of things. I'm really sorry. I am genuinely the only stylist who goes into the shops and buys these things. Do you know what I mean? Most of the time.
But what you should have done that day was like run to the nearest Primark, into the stock room.
I mean, Margaret's friend.
Margaret and a pair of
trousers.
If you're listening, Margaret, we've told him. Yeah. Again, he knows he did wrong. Can I ask you, Mark, because obviously, you know, predominantly you style women. Do you also style men? Do you like, I mean, obviously you're a well-dressed man, but would you feel more comfortable styling women than you do men?
Absolutely.
Really?
And I always think it's a strange thing. And this probably goes to that. I have ultimate respect for female stylists who can style women who don't dress like them. If that makes sense. And that's one thing I fall down on. When I dress a guy, I'll put you in a pale blue shirt and a nice navy blazer.
Oh, that's so true,
because
actually.
That's what I wear. So I think that looks nice.
Yeah.
So it's actually quite difficult. I have to really step out of my comfort zone.
I know. I often help some of my male friends. Yeah. They always say, help me shop. Because I'm just quite stealth. Like, I know what I want. I know what I like. And I know what suits me. And they always say, come and help me. Because lots of people get overwhelmed. But you are so right. I basically just dress them like mini me's of me. Yeah. I just put on what I think
that's
I like.
Exactly what I do. So I love dressing. I adore dressing women.
Yeah.
And I love dressing women of all different
ages and shapes. What would you make me buy if we went shopping?
I don't think
you've ever styled me.
I honestly think you're one of the finest dressers known to me.
Oh, shut up.
Hand on heart. The amount of times I've gone and put outfits together and be like, such a Joe outfit. I swear to God.
I know this now sounds
you're
like
quite
a
an inspiration.
Grad saying, harpooning for a compliment. I wasn't doing that.
You are, Joe.
Yeah.
I know, you know, you. The hand on heart, I think you dress beautiful.
Well, you need to tell Ross that.
I know he's having none of it.
But, but we'd be lost without that hashtag, close my husband hates. So the world would be a much sadder place with that close my husband this hates.
What about your husband? Do you fight over clothes?
No.
I know he's not your husband, but...
Do you dress the same?
Jesus, no. No, Robert is... He's, what, like a few months, a year older than me, but looks younger.
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah. I know, because he's got like a proper full head of hair. And right. And he dresses way cooler than me.
Oh.
He almost looks like the stylist, whilst I dress like an elderly gay gentleman.
Shut up.
That's not true. I always feel like, but you were always rocking a bit of Dries.
I like my nice things.
I always think that, you know, that must be one of the really great things about being gay.
Oh, sharing the wardrobe.
Yeah.
That is very good. Yeah. With the same size, different shoe size, which infuriates me because Robert's shoe collection is marvellous.
Is he bigger or smaller?
Smaller. It's
very personal
weird.
Question, that joke.
No. I'll be honest, it's not true.
Inquiring minds.
I don't mind saying on the podcast, I can 100% say.
There's no correlation.
It's absolutely no correlation because he's got size 6 feet. And,
that is quite small for a man. He could share shoes with Joe.
He's actually smaller than most female friends we have.
Tiny little doll.
But thankfully,
feet.
He's got a much bigger dick, so it's all good.
How does he stand upright?
Oh,
it's like a tripod. That's why
balance issues right there. If what you're saying is true,
I'm blushing.
Mission accomplished.
Tell me more. I especially think these wine podcast nights are. I can't tell. They're a good idea or a bad idea.
Wonderful.
They're taking off. Definitely. We never do one sober ever again. No. Anyway, well, Mark, to be honest, I feel like we've well and truly warmed you up. We're ready to do some serious topics.
Let's do it.
Let's do it, shall we? Ding dong.
Mark Hayes, James Williams.
She got our names right. We're off to a good start.
Thanks. I like that your faith in me is so huge. Guys, is it just me who is infuriated and confused by the fact that the sport is considered the news? Like,
absolutely not just you.
30% of a nightly television bulletin. It's probably 35 to 40% of most national newspapers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't get it.
100%.
Come on, James.
It's outrageous.
I feel like of you two, I'm probably going to be the one sticking up slightly for sport because I'm a bit like a unicorn in terms of, like, I'm actually a gay man that quite likes sport. Without
sport.
Talking to
Jeanette. Free.
I know. Sorry. I know we should talk in very general terms. But
listen, sport is fine.
Yes.
Sport is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is that elevated
to 100% agree.
Importance in a news bulletin above any other leisurely pursuit?
No, I agree with you. I do think, because you're right, basically, you should argue the news should be a roundup of the biggest stories, regardless of their theme or subject matter. They don't have 5 minutes of fashion, 5 minutes, you know what I mean?
I mean, why not today in puppies?
I mean, that kind of news I want
to
hear.
It's relevant to me.
Yeah.
You know, 100%. Yeah. But it is, so if you watch like the half hour bulletin on Sky News, I do like a bit of Sky News, and it will usually go from top of the hour, you'll have your stories for about 20 minutes, and then you are talking around 6 to 7 minutes of there and where, and we're going over to Sky Sports Centre. I'm like, you've got 15 bleeding channels.
You've already got channels for it. You don't need it. The first time it really actually, like, really made me angry was when my daughter was sort of like 6 or 7 and watching kids' television in the morning and watching news bulletins on kids. And even at that age, at like 5, 6 years old, there was a huge percentage of the kiddie news was 5 to 10 minutes of football. Male biased. Yeah.
Male football.
Sport.
Do you think that's
and
the
I
problem?
Just thought that's,
you see, I think this
there's
is
the
inherent.
Conditioning.
I think that's a
good question. Of course it is. Sexism.
I think there's more of an issue here. But I hate the fact that it's not just the fact that, you know, there has to be this allocated time given over to sport. It's not sport. It's predominantly football. Mm-hmm. Somebody along the way decided the national sport and the national interest of this country was football. And we're all football obsessed and that's all we care about. And that sort of dominates the back pages. That's what dominates the bulletins. Yeah. I disagree totally. I think on a grassroots level, there are far bigger sports that, you know, hockey, tennis, you know, netball.
I don't want to see any of it on the news. Like, none
but
of it.
I hate
it's not. It. It's not news. No. It's not news.
Oh, but come
that
on.
That's what it comes down
the
to.
Olympics
it's not.
Is news.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fine.
Yeah.
When
fine.
England, when the yeah. England female netball players yeah. won gold in that last breathtaking moment, that was
that's
like
news.
There wasn't a dry yeah, eye in the house. No, that no. was news.
Not every weekend.
No.
Has
no.
noteworthy moments in sport.
Or every day. We're talking about every day.
I do think it's almost kind of inherent sexism in the sense of that this is. In the sense,
it's a male. It's a traditionally a male pursuit.
It totally,
so therefore,
is.
It's important.
And I feel that yeah. there are. There's, yeah. you know, this, it comes from, historically from television and from news broadcasting and things that it's. It's male. It's a male
it
dominated industry.
It's really cheesy. It's really Ron Burgundy, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? It's
without
just,
question.
I just hate it.
Yeah.
And that's not. I'm not for anyone upset. I'm not attacking sport.
No.
I'm not attacking no. football. I'm not attacking. People who like sport.
I don't even mind it being in papers because it is separate, as in that it's at the back.
Yeah.
I don't, it's just, I get to that bit and I'm like, I don't need to look at it.
Yeah, it is.
But just think for a minute, substitute any other
subject,
not necessary interest. Yeah. Into that knitting. Part of the news bulletin.
Embroidery. And imagine happen. Him. And now for the embroidery news.
But, you know, well, why not?
You might as well.
Yeah.
But would
Everyone
you?
Would
could you
outraged.
Imagine them doing? Could you imagine them doing a fashion segment on?
I
the
don't
news?
Want that for fashion either.
But what I'm saying. But if you look at what that from it, yeah. I was trying to have a quick nosy because I went and saw that this could possibly be a topic, right? And I looked at. I don't really know what GDP is. I don't know the
gross
internet.
Domestic
right,
product.
Right, okay. But yeah. GDP, yeah. apparently yeah. football brings in just below 4 billion to GDP.
Okay. But fashion's
fashion,
more.
20 billion.
Right. Okay, yeah. So yeah, if we're grading it that way.
So if we're grading it from a monetary point of view, therefore a news point of view.
Well, fashion's bigger than the car industry in this
yeah.
country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why yeah. is it, why? If we had, you know what I mean? Why isn't there a segment on, and Dior went and had horses on the cruise collection for 2019? Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Because it's deemed frivolous and
exactly.
silly.
Exactly, it's whereas, deemed frivolous.
Shall I phone yeah. Alison Alison Kervin, the sports editor of the Mail on Sunday right now? And just get alive and go, Alison, explain this to us.
Yeah.
But, do you know what I mean?
But it must yeah. be, well, yeah, it's either thing. An inherent, like, you know, deep-rooted sexism mm. or just an assumption that everybody is interested, or it's a money thing. Isn't it? That's what it is.
Well, football is big money.
Yeah, football mm. is big money, and
but that doesn't explain why the BBC covers
but
it.
It would be interesting, I think, if you just showed the average person on the street a news bulletin without sport. I wonder how many. I wonder how many people would notice that it wasn't there. Do you know what I mean?
Think, honestly, I think quite a lot.
Really?
Well, yeah. I think from a ratings point of view, I know that sport always does well. Yeah. That's the thing, and it's
no, but
ratings,
I completely
it?
Understand yeah. watching the game.
Yeah.
But I will never. Accept that it's a normal thing, that it's part of every single
news bulletin.
No, I know.
It's
yeah.
like watching it's something
okay.
completely different.
Playing devil's advocate, though, what about the weather? The weather is in every news. But I guess everyone. Well,
no,
well
yeah.
the British are obsessed
weather.
With the weather.
I like yeah. to talk yeah. about the weather.
We all talk about
my
the
husband.
Weather is news.
Yeah.
That, is,
weather,
that is.
Weather is small talk. I hate to say it again. I was at this event.
No, but come on, that is useful information.
It is, but I didn't realize I've now turned into that person. That when I go into a social situation, my touch point is I just immediately talk about the weather, and yeah. I'm going, how can you be such a walking British cliche?
I'm quite when I get into a taxi. that's always my opening line. It's cold, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, I don't care. He doesn't care. Yeah.
You can't start with. So, you know, did
Brexit.
You have sex last night? You know, you can't. So you kind of have to. Yeah.
You do.
You have to warm
no,
up
I don't
to
mind
that.
The, I don't mind the weather.
We
I love
need,
the weather
we
in the
We need
news.
Those cultural conversational buffers.
Well, also
I understand that.
The weather informs your yeah. route to work. It informs your outfit to work.
Yes.
You know.
Football does not.
Yeah. It really doesn't.
Well,
really and truly
down
doesn't.
With news sport.
Well,
down with it.
I don't think it's
if
right.
Any of our beloved listeners are there going, I can't believe you're being so mean about sport. And we're actually not being mean about sport. We're
no,
just
I mean,
saying.
If you think about it, it's weird.
That's fine.
I mean, it just is. Yeah.
There's three definite kind of, you know, yeah. it's like the epitome
I think it's
there.
More,
I will not be swayed.
We're talking about the bias
silence.
Given to, yeah. you know, the predominance of sport in the news bulletins. Anyway, if you are sat there and you are agreeing, you're nodding your head, you're going, absolutely, hallelujah, somebody saying it like it is. We do pride ourselves on that. We love hearing from you guys, so do send us emails. Just blow smoke up our bums because we love hearing from you. The email address isitjustmepodcast@gmail.com. Likewise, if you disagree, we like hearing from you too, but just go easy on us. And send us any suggestions for future topics. We'd love to hear them.
And the campaign for Today in Puppies on the news starts here.
Yeah. Right, next up this week, Mark Hayes, Joe Elvin. Is it just me that gets... I'm actually getting quite clammy and sweaty right now thinking about it. I have this really strange, like, reaction to packing. Yeah. Now, it's... Because some people get really down on unpacking after a holiday. Weirdly, I find the unpacking after a holiday very simple, very straightforward. I actually chuck everything on the floor. Half it goes in the dirty laundry. That's it, done and dusted. The packing bit, I literally... And it's also getting to a point now where I leave it later and later and later. And I find I procrastinate. I find anything else to do the night before going on holiday other than pack.
It's a ball ache.
What is that about?
I hate it. I spend my life packing. That's all I do.
You must do.
It's continual. So every night I have to pack an outfit.
But you must be great at it then by now.
You would think. Yeah. But no, it seems to be getting more difficult.
It's a big mental load, isn't it?
It's that's all you're ever doing is constantly working out outfits. And so, yeah, when you actually go on holiday, you love the fact that, oh, I'm going on holiday. It's so exciting. But the thought of packing, I'm exactly the same. I tend to put it off. And
are you a neat packer, a throw it all in packer?
Like the weirdest neat packer.
I think that
do you roll?
I'm a super weird neat packer as well. And my husband just chucks it all in.
No,
and
Ross, how dare you?
And sometimes he wants to share a suitcase, and I'm like, fuck off.
No,
because I know that he's and this is I'm going to admit something really awful. Is like I have to pack neatly, or the plane will crash.
Oh wow, it's
like, really?
Yes.
Oh my god, that's like your weird thing. Like in
I love a weird thing
that
like that.
That is obsessive compulsive.
Yeah,
that is a wee bit, but I don't put that pressure on me.
So I have to roll everything neatly. I have to, it's all very precise.
But in your defense, the rolling, the rolling method, when I embrace the rolling method.
I'm not a roller.
It does make a difference.
Yeah.
It does make a difference. My other friend,
it
actually.
It really does make a difference.
How I do it is, so I have okay, so now it's time for me to be strange. I have a folding table and I've got a folding pack. Right?
A folding table.
So I've got a table.
We're not talking about a table that folds up.
No. I've got a table that comes out and I've got a folding thing on there. So everything's all put in the exact same
size. Which room
in
the house? I need to picture this.
This is in the dressing room?
Yes, I know the dressing room. It's full on SJP, that dressing room.
Oh my God.
Trust me. Yeah.
It's quite fabulous.
Anyway, it really is.
So I've got a folding unit that you can kind of fold things on. Everything's put into the exact same size. And then it's all put into a plastic bag.
I was going to say, do you use tissue paper?
I used to, and then I realised I was an utter freak and it was actually becoming slightly embarrassing.
Wow.
So I decided not to.
I know somebody who uses tissue paper.
That's like next level. It's a bit weird.
It does stop creasing.
Oh, beyond. Yeah. But I like to, when I get to a hotel... And Robert mocks me, but he loves it. I'm unpacked within like.
Me too.
No, I do that.
I fold up this.
I like to do that.
I love pretending that a really nice hotel room is actually where I live. Yeah. And so I love having all my underwear in the right drawer.
Yeah.
Everything in the right place.
Also, I think for me, weirdly, I'm getting value for money.
Yeah.
I'm using every nook and
cranny
of that wardrobe.
I like to use every drawer. You're 100% right. I'm furious if I have an empty drawer.
Yeah. But unfortunately, my going home packing is just as stressful because if I don't pack neatly, the plane will crash.
Oh, God. See, no, that's the point at which I don't... Oh, you would hate this then, because basically what I do, as I use clothes on holiday, I just put it in that, you know, that pocket, that little zip pocket.
Do you ever do this?
Everything is just shoved in there. So by the end of it, I've got this bulbous growth of a suitcase.
Quick question. Do you ever have...
Don't pack neatly. I can travel with you and you don't.
Oh, and that's
right.
Okay.
So,
It's just a lot of responsibility on your job.
It really is.
Do you ever, when you're on holiday, be like, I only wore that to breakfast? I don't know. What does it go in? Does that go in dirty washing or does it get hung up?
Well,
I seem to have an array of t-shirts that I wore for an hour.
I think it depends. If I'm in a city holiday, I've really thought this through. If I'm in a city holiday, then I don't know. I quite like planning the outfits and having something different every day. Mm. If I'm in like somewhere really hot and sweaty where everything's getting gross anyway, I am a disgusting stick of the dump who wears the same thing to the beach.
See, are you? Robert's more like that than I am.
Because what's the point?
Yeah, you know? I'm a bit like that.
Even if I put something nice on, I'm still going to look horrible in the sweaty heat, so I don't care.
Yeah. We keep changing. This is one thing that's happening to us is every time we go away, because I think different hotels and different locations have got different personalities. Mm. So, for example, is this weird? Am I a complete freak? When we were just away.
I agree with you. You are my spirit holiday animal.
Thanks, babes. Yeah. So you can see, I'm tanned at the moment. Yeah. I just got back. We were in Malaysia and the hotel we're in, it was gorgeous. But the hotel we're in, all of a sudden I was like, I don't want to wear t-shirts. I'm not a teacher. I'm now wearing shirts the entire time. So all of a sudden we're wearing
fancy
shirts.
Ones.
Wow. It was fancy. Yeah. It was quite.
Which hotel was this?
The Datai.
I don't know that one.
At one point we went and turned around and I went and said, do you know who comes here? Mark Darcy's mum. That's who comes. And literally Mark Darcy's mum was sitting right across. She's exact same as
the actress from the film.
No, she just looked like her.
Oh, right.
But it was that type. Do you know what I mean? Maybe,
it's funny you say that. Like, one of my friends has a real thing. It doesn't matter how hot the climate or wherever you are in the world, he thinks it's so abhorrent to wear a vest at dinner. He actually finds it.
Oh no, I would judge.
Sorry, like a tank top.
So, right. Whereas it's been said in Scotland.
I'm sorry. I go. I'm so uncomfortably hot. I'm not really dressing. But
it depends. If you're in that W hotel or something like that, fair dues. Do you know what I mean? But like,
oh yeah. If you're not somewhere fancy,
if you're somewhere fancy, don't sit in a vest.
He also always flies in a suit. He has this real thing about he has to fly in a suit. I'm like, what? Wow,
that's a bit Shirley Valentine, isn't it? That's a bit Dougie and Jeanette from Manchester.
Are you a flight attendant? That's weird. Why would you fly in a suit?
But look at this. Someone put this on Facebook today, which I had to share. Paul Hogan meeting the Queen in his little tank top.
They're almost Daisy Dukes as well, he's wearing. Daisy
that's
Dukes.
Sorry,
that's really unfair to the people who can't see.
It's basically Crocodile Dundee wearing obscenely short shorts and no sleeves.
And long football socks to meet the Queen.
Yeah.
It's respect.
Weirdly, I can see you rocking that kind of similar look on holiday, Joe.
No one wants that. Yeah.
I find as well packing now, I'm packing a lot more toiletries, way more, because I'm a little bit, when I'm putting sun cream on, I'm now becoming slightly patchwork where I want like the highest possible factor for my face and then something high for here. But then I want my chest to be a little bit lighter. So there's many different factors involved. Yes. Am I the only one? Actually,
my same friend who
flies... along in my holiday spirit.
My same friend who flies in a suit, he has different factor for his feet, for his legs, for his chest.
God, imagine flying in a suit.
I know.
That's why I'm naked if I could.
Bleeding weird. I have to say that is a weird one. That is
You hit on something there. Weirdly now, I actually have become, for as much as I say I hate packing, as a result of it, what I've now done is, because I'm a massive weirdo, I don't go for very long holidays anymore. I go on holiday for maximum a week.
Do you?
It's a rule now. I don't like being away from home for longer than a week. I don't like it. Anyway, but let's not go back into my weirdness about being away from my control freakery. But anyway, so as a result, I've become quite good now about saying, right, and I almost pack a colour. So I'll say, right, I'm only going to wear black, grey and white.
This is fascinating.
Oh, I'm only going to wear blue, grey and white. But honestly, it really helps you because if you think, right, everything I'm wearing is going to go with each other.
I have had the exact same conversation with Robert. I'm like, why can we not just wear all black? How easy would it be if we just all wore black?
Just Grace Coddington, the holidays.
You're sounding dangerously like Ross, who says to me, should we just like pack the one bag and share it to go on holiday? And I'm like, are you insane?
Have you seen my clothes?
And my toiletries alone.
Well, this is the thing. So the older I'm getting, the more moisturizers, the more eye creams I'm taking, it is now becoming slightly death becomes up when I get ready.
I was
going to
say, that's what I now find annoying. So actually, as a result, I've become, dare I say it, that kind of capsule wardrobe packer. But what really pisses me off is, because we all know the massive ball leg about checking in a bag, but I actually now can get my clothes into a carry-on case, but there's no way the toiletries are going to go into a carry-on. So I've got to always check in the bloody bag because the toiletries.
Modern life is a nightmare.
It really is.
It's a nightmare. Everybody.
God bless us.
When I used to do Milan Fashion Week, everybody that I travelled with from Glamour and everybody I knew from every other magazine and newspaper used to wet themselves laughing because I was known for packing my own Yorkshire Gold tea bags.
Really?
Yeah, that was always. I mean, I didn't care. I didn't care if I hadn't packed the right outfit to sit front row, but if I wasn't getting on that.
Did you used to get styled up for that? As in that, you know, for sitting on the front row?
No. I mean, well. Occasionally I would have a few things that I would borrow from, you know, nice fashion PRs, but no, I didn't have a stylist.
No.
I would have loved one. But
so it's all smoke and mirrors, isn't it? I tell you.
And there was the odd occasion where I would snap a picture of myself in the bathroom and send it to the fashion stylist I was traveling with and go, am I allowed to leave the room in this? What do you think? You know, but
yeah.
So, I mean, it does bring out the high school girl in you, all of that.
Oh, my dear. Yeah. No, that's, yeah. Okay. Fashion Week's not
also, while we're on the subject of being really weird on holiday, so actually then, this is my whole thing. So because I've now got down to this whole thing, right, I'm only going to have a colour palette for this holiday. am I alone in being the only person that at the end of the holiday, when you are then packing to go home,
yeah.
I actually count the things that I haven't worn.
Oh, absolutely.
And I feel like I've literally won at life. If I've literally worn everything in my case, I'm like, you're an amazing person. You're a great packer. You get a gold star. Because I used to be the person that would end up literally with 2/3 of the things in my case I'd never worn.
I'm there.
So now I feel like I'm really.
Well, we came back with a pile of 20 t-shirts because we never wore any bleeding t-shirts for some reason this time.
I feel like I'm properly adulting now. Mm. If I can get to the end of a holiday and go, no, I've worn everything.
That. And usually I'm on a city holiday where I've also done loads of shopping, so I've got to stash a lot more in there than I, you know. So I've come back with like 50% more clothing than I went out with.
Well, I always replace that with all my sun cream and moisturizer. Genuinely, that's always what I think about. Well, that won't be coming back with me. So
it goes off, doesn't it? It goes off.
I think basically what we've concluded is that the three of us are very tedious human beings.
In case anyone out there was under any illusion how tedious we are, we truly are.
Quite mortified.
So if you fancy getting in touch, once again, do get in touch and let us know how tedious you think we are. The email address is isitjustmepodcast@gmail.com. And we did have a very lovely email, actually, from Katie, who is a listener. You said, Katie, hi, James and Joe. Love the podcast. I'm a long time listener. Well, we love you for that, Katie.
We love you long time.
You go on to say, is it just me? He's always the friend who organizes everything. I seem to have become this friend who always hosts social events, get togethers, to the point where I really don't think we'd see each other very often if I didn't do it. Also, as a consequence,
you need to be that person, Katie, because I'm the person who lets you do that.
Joe relies on people like you. Katie says she's been dubbed the mum of the group. Is it just me who would like to be cooked for and hosted once in a while? Katie, I hear your pain.
Tough tits, Katie. You are
vicious, Joe. Yeah.
Joe's had a few wines out, Katie. She's telling you like it is.
Yeah, I mean, no. There are those of us in society who would happily hermit away without the people.
I hate to say it. This is true, that there are the friends that are the doers and the organisers.
Yeah. We don't want to see you, but we can't be asked to organise.
Sad but true. Yeah, but sorry, Katie, love.
Just owning my truth here.
You're a very good person, and thank God for folks like you, Katie.
I was going to say,
thank God people want to be politicians. It's the same thing.
True.
Yeah.
And doctors and toilet cleaners. I mean, But Katie, I do think, don't even bother testing it either, because I was going to say, well, you know, you should try testing it and see what happens, because I know what happens.
You lose all your mates.
You'll never see your friends, because they really do rely on people like you. So, Katie,
you're outraged that you've done nothing.
So, Katie, you're a saint for two reasons. You're an organizer and you're a doer, and you make things happen with your friends, and you listen regularly to this show.
Yay! Actually, you're the best one.
You are. You're our favorite, Katie. Do keep listening. And like I said, if you're listening, do get in touch. We love hearing from you. The email address, once again, to sound like a total stuck record, isitjustmepodcast@gmail.com.
You're just really proud that you've remembered it.
I know.
It's only taken
about a year and a half.
It's a really long one.
Reel it off. It's like saying, Llan fawr pwll gwyngill o gerach yn drwbl, llan y seilio go go go.
Oh, son, that's amazing.
I can still say that after a glass of wine.
I thought we were friends.
I know, sorry. No one likes to show off. Anyway, get in touch, email us, people. We love hearing from you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right then, James Williams, Joe Elvin. Is it just me, or do you spend money on clothes that people never see?
Yeah.
Now, when you say this,
so I'm thinking like
not bondage gear,
not bondage gear. Oh, Jesus, I've got a story about that, James.
Well, let's get to that straight
I'll
away.
I'll get to that in every second. But you know, I'm thinking like pajamas. No, I'm thinking
don't veer. What was that about the bondage?
Joy, it actually involves you. My
oh, my
Joy.
God. Right, we've got to get this story
well, maybe
out.
Then, what was that about pajamas?
I'm extremely lucky. I'm extremely lucky in my house. Yeah. I built a gym.
Right.
So I built this gym, but I did it quite nicely. It's quite subtle. It's got like raw light bulbs. Anyway.
Fabulously 20. I mean, it
congratulations.
Is.
Congratulations. Thank you so much.
I'm proud of you.
But Joe took a photo of it and then put it either on Facebook or Twitter and Insta to say that it was my sex dungeon. And on the photo,
did I do that?
Yes, you did.
Did you let me do that? Did I ask you?
I thought it was quite amusing.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I thought it gave me an edge. Daytime's telly, Mark Hayes.
Did people actually think he was true?
Dungeon. I was like, fine. Yeah, right.
He's Christian Grey of daytime TV.
I vaguely remember this. It was a while ago. Yeah.
And there were a few wines about.
There was a few wines. There was. But
anyway, going back
to that show.
Going back. No.
Nah. Yeah. Doing a regular basis.
I'm quite old now.
No,
I don't remember things.
Going back to the original point.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I will agree. I'll say this. I was talking about this to somebody the other day. I was in a shop. I needed some new trainers for my workout. Mm-hmm. And I was stood there and I was in Nike Town. Not that, or some other shop that sells trainers. And
anyway, many other shops that sells wonderful
many trainers.
We're
are available.
BBC, it's all right. You went to bloody Nike Town.
We have freedom.
It's
I was there. And I was stood there and there was a pair for like 70 quid and there was a pair for 130 quid. I really, really, obviously typical fashion drawn to the expensive ones going, yeah. I really, really want those. And I kept going, no, you can't spend that money. That's blah, blah. And then I had a moment of going, wait a second. You will be wearing these trainers every day, 6 days a week for at least 6 months.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. That's price per wear. That's amazing. Absolutely. Buy the trainers you want just because they're workout clothes. Mm. And it was a really weird thing. It was one of those.
That's a brilliant justification. Well done.
Isn't it?
Well done.
But isn't it weird?
I like price per wear things.
Yeah. But it is weird though. you have this thing like you go, I wouldn't have thought twice about buying a coat or a pair of shoes to go out, which I probably would wear not that often.
No, you're totally right.
But something. And so I do think there's something in it. And again, like I would never spend money on pajamas or a dressing gown. Yeah. But I don't know.
I would.
You love a bit of loungewear, don't you?
I love loungewear.
The thing is, I mean, I wear a lot of it. You know, I am every day. I'm just thinking about when can I get home and put on the elasticated curry pants and exhale and be my slobbery self. You know,
there is a sponsorship deal in Joe's curry pants, by the way. They get a lot of airtime on this podcast.
Really?
We've yet to have an offer from anyone.
I think there's a bit of a merch opportunity.
Somebody, we should be on Dragon's Den. Call up Kelly Hoppin. Yeah. Get her to fund the curry pants.
Mark, fashion guru Hayes, can't you put some strings?
You could style them up beautifully, Mark.
I'm going to sort these out.
Yeah.
Curry pants. Yeah. It is a way forward.
It is, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, I think I have worn my curry pants when you come around for a curry.
Oh, yeah.
And you politely said nothing.
I never would. Yeah. I miss those. I loved coming around for a curry. We used to watch X Factor when people used to watch X Factor.
Oh, do you remember those days?
No. They were fun days. I liked X Factor then.
So, but
curry pants.
Is there a limit, what I'm going to say? What is there a limit on what you would deem a ridiculous amount of money to spend?
Well, I wouldn't buy Prada curry pants.
No.
You know, but
I mean, because Prada are all over the curry pants.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of my most...
this bus is always ripping me off.
What?
Yeah.
Who else?
Prada. Oh,
Prada curry pants. TM. Yeah.
The Prada curry pants. You've not heard about them, Mark.
I wouldn't do the whole kind of hand roll thing. Some of the hand roll stuff, sometimes I look at that, you know, the actual...
You say that, though. I've got some amazing...
Bloody hell, they're expensive,
like,
though.
Yeah, but I've got some hand roll sort of like undervests that I've had for 15 years.
Have
and
you?
They're still fantastic.
See, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. What the hell is hand roll?
Hand roll is a really...
The hand roll's tail.
It's like a really expensive underwear and pajamas. Brand.
Oh, for men and women.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's very, very...
It's very fine
all
and
very plain.
Yeah.
Is it like gossamer thin and very like elegant? And
it's that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Right.
It's an investment.
It is.
And it is worth
it. I've got the odd,
sounding
of underwear.
It's sounding a bit goop.
Probably.
Is it a bit goop?
It was goop before goop was...
Right, okay. Yeah. No offence, Hanra. I'm sure it's lovely.
It's not as expensive as goop.
Right,
no.
Okay.
But I still... Even if I don't spend money on something, I still style it up. So as in that on a Sunday, is this
your
tragic?
Pajamas?
Yeah. I totally do. I like love it. So but on Sunday, I always try and have you, like a nice bath. And then I'll go downstairs, and I've got a nice chill out day, and I'll be in, like, you know, nice joggers, and I'll have matching socks, and I'll have
I'm the same. I can't. I have to lounge in something that I feel.
Yeah, I want to be able to answer the door and not be embarrassed.
Right. Yeah, because that is a good point. Because actually,
God help anybody who actually rings the doorbell on a Sunday.
Do you know what? It's not even actually about that for me.
No,
it's just about. And I know it's probably a bit silly. But
you come to the right podcast.
But I you know, if I put on something on a Sunday and I know I'm not going anywhere and I'm just doing housework or maybe I have to write something for work or something, I still kind of need to feel like I like my outfit.
Absolutely.
You need to have to look at yourself and go, yep.
So there has been a few Sundays where it's outfit number three before I'm happy, honestly.
Oh my God, I change quite often. I'm at wood. I don't have, I like a chunky sock and it depends what chunky sock I've got. I'm right. Like, okay, I've got a new source during the week, so I've got the khaki green, so I need a khaki green t-shirt.
Isn't that perilous on a hardwood floor, though? Don't you worry about having a nasty fall at home.
This is
my cleaners.
I take my life in my hands. My life in my hands, I tell you.
Well, no, because I will say this. I feel a bit with pyjamas or loungewear, however we're calling it. I had some new ones recently and I haven't bought any for ages, and I got a lovely gift, and it was a bit like going to the theatre or having a nice massage. I was a bit like, ooh, I should get some more pyjamas. I really like pyjamas. Why don't I have more of them? And I only have now this one pair. And I'm like, oh yes, maybe I need to. I finally found a gap in my wardrobe that needs, obviously, me to spend a lot more wardrobe.
A lot more money. A pipe, some slippers.
I should Hugh Hefner things up.
Yeah, I'm not into anything that I should.
That's what's missing from my wardrobe. Yeah, some prostitutes.
Malkin jackets and a hooker
jacket.
There you go.
Live the dream, James Williams.
I'm not into traditional pyjamaing, though.
What
I'm
do
not
you mean?
After, as in matching?
As in, like, what you would wear out. You know, because Joel rocks a pyjama.
Yeah.
You look amazing in a pyjama. I love that.
Are pyjamas still deemed acceptable as outerwear for women?
Of course they are.
Aye.
Yeah.
Because a friend of mine's actually thinking about having a pyjama party.
Don't you
theme.
Damn well take away our pyjamas.
No. Well, no, that's what I thought.
Don't you dare.
Can't ever.
My friend said to me, I'm thinking about having a sort of pyjama party as my birthday. And he went, but all my friends are saying it's a really stupid idea. No one's going to do it. And I went, no. All the girls I know would probably love it because they would wear it. And the guys would soon get on board. But
Because this thing, I've been bought lovely pyjamas before, but don't wear.
So what are your pyjamas?
So I would wear like a kind of cashmere jogging bottom, or one of my favorites is the Uniqlo pull-on jeans.
Oh yeah, I've got those.
So they're basically like jogging bottoms, but they look like a pair
of jeans.
Do you
know how embarrassing this is? I bought those after Gwyneth Paltrow recommended them.
Oh God, I didn't know she had.
Yeah.
I might have to step away from them.
We're not sponsored by Goop. We wish we were. They're getting a lot of airtime again.
They're leggings that look like trousers.
Ooh.
They're really good.
So these look like jeans.
Are those treggings?
I bloody love Uniqlo.
They're like, you do. You adore a bit of Uniqlo.
Uniqlo jeans are very good, actually, I have to say.
I like Uniqlo, foreign Uniqlo as well.
Yes.
I'm quite a big fan of Uniqlo in Malaysia.
I tend to buy more in the men's section at Uniqlo than the women's. The knitwear is superb.
Quite good socks, actually, in Uniqlo as well.
Good socks.
Look at us go talking all high fashion.
This is a bit of Uniqlo as well.
Oh.
This is one of my, a top tip for when wearing a blue shirt so you don't get any sweat patches. The thinnest of vests.
Now, is that not a hand row?
It's not, because bollocks to that. I'm not spending £100 on it.
I'm tell my Ross
£6
about
pounds,
that.
Thank you very much from Uniqlo.
Tell Ross about that. I think he would appreciate
it. It's really good. Yeah. So it just
because
takes
men kind of ditched the vest, didn't they? As in the under vest.
Yeah.
But lots of people wear white shirts for work. So it's you have to, because otherwise you just get terrible discolored pits.
It dawning on me, and I'd see waiters in incredibly hot countries. I'm like, why the hell have you got a t-shirt or a vest on underneath? And then I realised it's to stop.
Yeah, it's actually better.
It's to stop any perspiration marks. There you go, top tip, everybody.
But you've also talked, Joe, about, do you still now just wear shit clothes to work out in, or have you finally got around to buying decent ones?
Oh, God, no, I wear really embarrassing clothes to work out in.
Oh, see, no, I now... So
oh, really?
I've got no passion for workout.
See, I'm the opposite. See, what I need to... We need to have a Freaky Friday swap, because I think... I have the same attitude to sleeping gear that you have to workout gear.
No, and I recently found out that my personal trainer really laughs behind my back about what I wear to the gym.
Oh,
that's okay.
That's a sad story.
I don't care. It's funny. I've known him a long time.
The only thing I will say is one thing I will do in the gym is I will spend money on it and I will get, but I hate looking OTT, as in like a matching top and shirt.
But that's why I'm too embarrassed to look like the Olivia Newton-John video at the gym. I just can't do it.
It's the same as any outfit. It doesn't matter how long it took you to get ready. It's got to look like it's just flung together.
Thrown on.
There we go.
See, my friends are mocking me like there's no tomorrow because I now actually use a hairband at the gym. Because my
hair's bad.
Well, because my hair's got to a point now where it gets very sweaty. It does literally drip. And also, I use a lot of hair lacquer. And when you're sweating hair lacquer into your eyes, it's not a nice thing.
That's not a good thing.
So I've embraced essentially the Sweat Alice band. And they all think I'm the most as if they didn't before. I'm now officially the most ludicrous person they've ever seen.
I'm just jealous.
That, you
I'm
know,
just
someone's got to be that person.
I'm bringing the sweat band back, people. I'm beyond borging the shit out of it. I'm literally bringing it back.
I would dearly love to be able to wear one.
There's another merch idea for us.
He's like, the curry pan for Joe, the sweat band, the Alice sweat band for me. This time next year, Rogers will be millionaires.
And it's like, and yes, it is just you who wears the Alice band. And it is just you, Joe, who wears the curry pan.
There is no money to be made. Can you wait for this episode of Dragon's Den where we are humiliated and they go, yes, you're the only market for those products.
In all seriousness, Peter Jones recently told me he will come on the podcast.
Yeah, well.
So we can pitch him live. Curry pants.
We are going to elevator pitch Peter on the podcast.
It's excellent work.
God.
Yeah. I think curry pants, more so than sweatbands, I'm sorry. I think curry pants could be the way forward.
She's always your favourite.
I think you're
do
right.
I do adore her. But... No, I'm only joking. It's sweatbands right. are going to be huge, I tell you. Huge.
Massive next season. Prada, Gucci, they'll be all over that shit. Oh, well, on that lovely sweaty note, I feel like there's nothing else to say, really.
Curry apart from quite sweaty as well.
I know. We need to top up our wine, eat the celery. I've painlessly...
It's too... No, top tip. Celery. Yeah. It's been very tempting.
Everyone listening.
But bloody noisy in a microphone.
I made the stupid idea of actually cutting celery for everyone to eat whilst recording a podcast. There you go. That's proof. I cut that celery.
Listen
one.
To that.
Anyway, thank you
this
so
is that
much.
New ASMR career.
And that's actually not a sound effect. It's really Joe and Mark eating celery. Mark, thank you so much for
Bless
joining
you.
Us.
Thank you,
Joe. Lovely
thank,
to see
thank
you.
Thank you, James.
Thank you. Yeah. And thank you all for listening. We'll see you all again, same place next week.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, not my dining room. But you know what I mean? Wherever you are, we'll be there. Can't wait to see you. Bye.
Love you all.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.